You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, welcome back once again. It's been a while, but time for MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's offseason edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee. And Jane, let's start with Sonny Gray. This is the week, the award week. He's in the running for the Cy Young. I think a conventional wisdom has it going to Dallas Keuchel in Houston. What's your take on this race and how Sonny fits in?
Yeah, I mean, I think Sonny, deservingly is in the top three. I mean, you look at the season he has, another great year for him. And, unfortunately, I think his month of September is going to hurt him in this race. I think with the September he had, an ERA above six, it kind of became a two-man race between Keuchel and Price at that point. But it is unfortunate because that's how, a lot of people, when they think to Sonny's ear, that's kind of the most recent memory. So, that's a little unfortunate, but I think, obviously looking back beyond that, it is necessary because he had a remarkable season. I mean, he led the American League in ERA for most of the year. I mean, he was arguably the league's best pitcher in the first half, made his first All-Star team, gave a last-place club 14 wins. A lot of times didn't have much run support. He is one of those guys, too. I mean, obviously the numbers speak for themselves, but when you watch this guy, you really come to appreciate, the talent that's there. And, the important thing to remember about Sonny is he's still really young. He'll be entering his age 26 season. Still has a lot of good years ahead of him, and I wouldn't be surprised if, he does win the Cy Young at some point. I don't think it will be this year, but for a guy that just completed his second full big league season, very, very impressive.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's always a shame that everybody can't win these awards, right? You can't give it to two or three guys, but certainly a very deserving, another great year for him. Billy Beane has already begun his remake of this ball club, and it's been fairly slow, fairly quiet for him. But the signing of Rich Hill, what do you make of that move? What does that mean for this bullpen, or rather this rotation?
Yeah, I mean, I think it could be, one of those sleeper signings. I know $6 million is a lot for a guy who only made four big league starts last year, but you have to pay for pitching these days. I mean, pitching comes at a premium, and I think the A's recognized him as, a potential candidate to really help the back end of their rotation. He comes with experience. That's something they don't have, a lot of in their rotation. They don't have veteran guys. They have very good young arms. But let's also remember several of those arms, are coming off injuries. Jesse Hahn, Kendall Graveman, Chris Bassett, all experienced injuries this past season. Hahn in particular is a guy to keep an eye on just because he's had Tommy John surgery once already, and his injury was in the forearm, and although recent MRIs have come back showing all good signs, you just never know with him. And he's aware of that. He's said just as much, and they have to be cognizant of that and kind of prepare for the worst. Every team does. And, especially with pitching, you can never have enough starting pitching. And I think this is just kind of the first step in, bulking up the depth there. And, I know that Rich Hill spent much of last year in AAA and the years prior to that in the bullpen. But when you look at the A's place a lot of emphasis on how guys finish the season, and the four starts that Hill made for the Red Sox last year, just five runs in 29 innings, really good strikeout numbers. Just a guy that, it's kind of like, why not? They're hoping he could make an impact and maybe be one of those just surprise signings. They're pretty good at those.
Yeah, right. There's a long history of that. Beane has also made a history of finding ways to recreate competitive teams out of seemingly nothing. And And this last year, you know, we were talking about it as the season wore on. You know, Scott Kazmir, Tyler Clifford, Ben Zobrist, you know, gone. And it very much looked like, and Bean had even spoke of a long-term plan and vision for this franchise. But sometimes I wonder if he's the rare rabbit, and if he's just telling everybody, you know, it's long-term plan, but he's going to find a way to pull a rabbit out of the hat here and do something big this offseason. What would you tell fans to expect?
You know, it's hard to say, just because there is such a tough balance between, you know, planning for the long term while trying to stay competitive in the present. And the A's have been adamant that they're not going to give up any more young talent, you know, to help the current club, just because they've given away so much over the last couple of years. You know, Addison Russell, you know, in particular, and they're just not going to do that anymore. And so they have to find ways. They have to be creative, you know, to put together what they believe to be a winning ball club. And I think, you know, Rich Hill is, you know, it's not the biggest, the sexiest move, but, you know, they have to find just small ways to improve the club they already have, because they believe in a lot of the young players they do have, you know, guys like Marcus Semien and Mark Canna and Billy Burns, who will be at the forefront of their club next year. And just kind of, and of course, you know, someone like Sonny Gray and all the young arms in their rotation. And, you know, they're going to have to build around those guys, and you look to the bullpen, and that's an area that needs significant help. And I feel like that's, you know, if you can shore up the bullpen, you look at kind of this past season and how much the bullpen contributed to a lot of the losses, a lot of the one-run losses. So if they can do that, you know, I think they feel like they could put together a competitive ball club. Now, but to remember that this is a really tough division, perhaps the toughest division, you know, in the American League for sure. And so it will be difficult, but I know that, you know, you look at Dean's history, you know, he's just, the competitive fire is always there with him. So as much as he knows he has to have patience and kind of build for the long term, you know, I do see him trying to put the pieces together this offseason for, you know, for a team that can be competitive next year.
One of the questions with the A's is always who's untouchable, right? Sonny Gray, you would figure to be untouchable, but I think history has told us no one is. Billy Butler, they just, you know, signed him to the 3-year deal. Is he untouchable? Are there untouchables with this club?
I don't think there ever is an untouchable with this club. I think the closest to it is Sonny Gray. You know, there are a lot of parallels between him and Josh Donaldson. You know, Donaldson at this time last year, he had 4 years of club control left. So does Sonny. You know, obviously both are, you know, premier talents in all of baseball. Now, there is a slight difference in their age. You know, Donaldson will turn 30 soon. Sonny's only 26. And, of course, you know, Donaldson doesn't play like a 30-year-old. He plays, you know, like he's a little bit younger. But I think, you know, that is a factor when looking at Sonny. And they do see Sonny as someone that they can build around, you know, someone they want to keep for when their long-term plan, you know, when that finally comes together, whether that's in 2 years or 3 years, you know, they still want to have Sonny at the center of it all. So I do see them keeping him. They've several members of the front office have stated on the record that, you know, they don't plan to trade Sonny. They never really did that with Donaldson. You know, there were, I think, several off-the-record comments, anonymous comments about them probably, you know, keeping Donaldson, and of course that didn't come to be. But with Sonny, you know, for them to say, you know, look, we're not in the market to trade him, no matter how much interest is out there, I think that's significant. But beyond Sonny, I think anyone could be had in a trade. I know that, you know, Josh Reddick's name has kind of been floating out there a little bit. And while I don't believe the A's will trade him, just because he is another valuable guy, you know, defensively, offensively, you know, one of their biggest impact players. So I don't see them trading him either. But, you know, a guy like Billy Butler, I think they would be very much willing to trade if there's a market for him. I don't know that they could get much back for Butler just because of the, you know, the down year he had. And, you know, if they did trade him, if they found a suitor, they would have to eat up a lot of that remaining $20 million on his salary. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him go, but I also wouldn't be surprised if he stayed, just because I do see it being difficult for them to find a trade partner for him. And, you know, beyond that, you know, you look at the infield and a lot of moving parts there. So I could see, you know, either Brett Laurie or Danny Valencia being on the move, just because, you know, they do have some options in the infield, can maybe look to upgrade there too. So if one of those guys was on the move, you know, that wouldn't surprise me. And beyond that, I think, you know, maybe an upgrade in the outfield, particularly left field, just given the health concerns surrounding Coco Crisp. But you also have Sam Fold and Jake Smolinski as options there, so I don't see that as a priority. And then, of course, you know, the bullpen. But as far as trading any of their own guys, I feel like, you know, maybe a couple of the infielders, and then, you know, a starter, maybe like Jesse Chavez, a valuable arm who can help the club in the bullpen and in the rotation. So, you know, I could see Chavez, you know, being a likely trade candidate, and maybe Laurie or Valencia.
Yeah, and I guess all that is to say that, you know, nothing's ever certain, especially with the Oakland A's. It keeps you busy, though, I'm sure, Jane. And as always, we look forward to seeing where this story leads us in another week or so from now.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.